Hey, world changers. I hope you had a great weekend. This is the Brazen Veracity Podcast, and I am your host, Cisco Valenzuela. Brazen Veracity is a weekly podcast where I bring the bold truth on today's issues and discuss how to live your best life following Jesus Christ. This is episode number 15. Come on, somebody. And I'm naming this one Building and Battling. And we're going to jump right into it just after this quick break. So hold tight. Don't go nowhere. Get your seatbelts ready because this is going to be a great ride. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back from the break. Before we get started, I just want to share a little bit once again of my amazement since I started podcasting. All I wanted to do was just to be able to bring a positive message amongst all the chaos that was going on this past year, especially this past summer. And I started this podcast, and it really does blow my mind to see the growth, the potential, and to see all the reach. I want to give shout outs to all the places that new places, because I know in past episodes I've shared the reach and where it's been, but recently I've had a great following in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, to Flushing, New York, Clichy in France, that's right beside Paris, Lytton Hall, Virginia, Shaw, Washington, Columbus, Ohio, Casas Adobes, Arizona, Clayton, Missouri, of course here in Tucson, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Crevecoeur, Missouri, Stockton, California, Loveland, Colorado, Frankfurt in Germany, that's awesome, Columbus, Mississippi, Hamtramck, Michigan, Plantation, Florida, Gainesville, Georgia, Meridian, Ohio, San Marcos, California, North Charleston, South Carolina, San Jose, California, Green Valley in Arizona, Barstow, Florida, Pima, Arizona, Neon, France, and Nuremberg, Bavaria, which is also in Germany. Man, praise the Lord. It really blows my mind. I thank you for listening, for supporting, and I pray that what I give to you gives you a hunger for more, that it touches your heart, that it impacts your life, and that we're honestly doing what my intent was, to change the world with a positive message. That is so great. So thank you for all those new listeners. Thank you for those supporters. I'm going to do my very best to keep bringing you content that is going to be worth your while. Amen. So right now, what I want to talk about, like I said, was building and battling. I'm going to do this in two segments. I want to talk about both of those. And, you know, how I want to begin this is by talking about coming in the opposite direction of what we're looking at already. What we see on a daily basis, man. We see so much crazy stuff that's going on these days. There's so many different chaotic things that are going. And you know what I've seen a lot this past summer? I saw a lot of destruction. I saw a lot of chaos. I saw a lot of negativity. Well, scratch all that. Forget all that. That's already there. I don't want to contribute to anything like that. Do I have my opinions on certain things? Absolutely. But you're not going to hear me try to force my opinion on anybody just trying to cause a fight. I'm not about that. I'm trying to unify people. I'm trying to bring people together. What I want to talk about first is building. We have two things here that we're going to talk about today, building and battling. The first thing I want to talk about is building things, right? When we hear the word building, the first thing we think of is like a building, like downtown, like something like a structure, right? Or other words, are like an edifice, right? It's a structure that is strong, that not only does it has the four walls and a roof and all that, just looking at that, it makes you think of not just the structure itself, but what is its purpose? Is to house something, is to contain something, right? And I'm not talking about containing like a prison. I'm talking about containing creativity. I'm talking about creating, containing people that are being positively influenced, people that are putting their hands to the plow, when I looked up the definition of building, there was a few things that it said, and all of these are great. You said the process of developing something, right? The process of developing something. That's when you're building something. There are so many people that have created something, I don't want to say out of nothing, but out of an idea, right? Look at Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. They're in their garages. Even after years of failure, they were determined on building something that was going to change the world. And because of that, now we have home computers. We have the PC, the Mac. We have these crazy phones that are pretty much computers in your hands. You can touch the other side of the world with in the palm of your hand, and that's amazing. Another definition of building was establish and develop. You're establishing something. You're developing something. You're creating something. You're putting your hands, your ideas, and making them come to life. That's what it means to establish and to develop. And another one was to increase the size, intensity, or extent of something. Not only did you establish it, not only did your idea come to life, not only is your service or your supply or whatever it is that God gave you to bring to the world, but now you're even increasing it. You're developing the intensity or the extent of something. Like this podcast here, and I'm so grateful for the other podcasters that I've met, because we're just trying to reach the world with a message of hope, you know, with a plan that's going to change the lives and impact the lives of people that maybe don't have hope, people that maybe have been depressed for some time, people that have feel like the whole world's against you. But I want you to know that what we're building here with Brazen Veracity and with many other people that I've met since I started podcasting, what we're building is a community of people that want to make a difference for the positive. I'm not talking about a revolution where we're overthrowing governments and things like that, like we've seen, but we want to overthrow the reach of the devil. The influence of the devil, and we're trying to get people to see that there's something else, that there's hope. That's what I'm trying to build. And I know that I've mentioned it before, but we should know that we were created on purpose and for a purpose, and that purpose is to bring hope, is to be a positive influence in your family, in your community, in your city, and wherever God has placed you. Sometimes people are born in unfavorable situations. They were born in the hood. They were born in the ghetto. Maybe their parents weren't great role models or anything like that, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay there. There's decisions that you can make on a daily basis. Some of them seem small. Some of them seem great, but it's with the purpose of changing your circumstances. And when other people see that you're not allowing anything to deter your determination to make a difference and change, man, you're building something. You're building something. You have been given gifts, talents, and abilities. And that's to build something great that's going to glorify God, your creator. That's what building is. And that's what we need. We need more people that won't be negative, that even in the midst of negative circumstances, in the midst of negativity, in the midst of all the negative news and disinformation and misinformation that's out there, that there's someone that is willing to stand up, stand out, and stand firm for what is right and build something great. That's going to bring a positive influence, that's going to benefit people as a whole. We got to stop looking at people as groups. We got to stop looking at people as just as one big whole, this group or that group. But start looking at people as people, and people that can all contribute something great to society. That's building. That's building. Let's build something great. I've heard it before that success isn't about how high you climb the ladder, but success is how many people you bring with you. That's building, right? You're building people. When you can build people, you can build anything. You can build anything. Nothing becomes impossible. You just got to have wisdom, the motivation, determination, a vision that is given by God, and the will and the faith to see it all the way through to the end and never giving up. And I'm going to stop right there for another quick break before we go into our second segment here. So hold tight. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back from the break. I'm so glad that you're still with me. Once again, this is the Brazen Veracity Podcast, and I'm your host, Cisco Valenzuela. And welcome to part two. Right now, we're going to talk about
battling.
Yeah, so we talked about building in the first part, and now we're going to talk about what comes with it. There needs to be an understanding that whenever someone is trying to do something positive, whenever someone is trying to build something that is going to be creative, something that's going to contribute to the betterment of society, the betterment of their family, that there is going to be opposition. So what is battling? Here you go. Is a sustained fight between large organized armed forces. We see that maybe in the news. You've heard about soldiers going across seas and getting into a war zone, a combat zone. I can relate to that because as a soldier, I had tours to Iraq, so I understand battling in the physical sense like that. But I'm talking about something more than just that, right? We're not talking about the movies. This isn't Saving Private Ryan or anything like that. What I'm talking about is this other definition that I've seen, which says it's a fight or to struggle tenaciously to achieve or resist something. It's a fight. Sometimes it's an inner fight, all right? Sometimes it's something that's within you that is just frustrating you and it's just coming against you. And we have to understand this, all right? Catch this. That whenever you're on the move to build something great, you can expect an opposition. And this opposition is to distract, to discourage, to slow you down, or to stop your progress. There is an enemy that doesn't want you to succeed in any area of your life. Doesn't want you to succeed in your marriage. Doesn't want you to succeed in your relationship with your children or your parents or your coworkers. Doesn't want you to succeed in the work that you do. Doesn't want you to succeed in any creative area of your life. There's an expectation that's going to be there. But that's why it makes it so much more important to be strong during the battle. And we have to understand that this opposition can come in many different forms, right? It's not just your finances, right? Even though that could be something. It's not just that you can't think of anything creative. It's not just that. Sometimes just the things that are going on in the world outside, the chaos that's going on could be a distraction. Maybe you've been watching the news and you see the things that are going on in all these different cities. You see what's going on in politics and it frustrates you. It gets you angry regardless of whatever side that you're on. It doesn't matter. All of that is a distraction, or it can be a distraction to stop you from doing what you were created to do to begin with. And we have to battle. It is going to be a tough battle, right? to keep your mind focused, to stay the course, to keep moving forward, to not stop. Sometimes we will hit roadblocks. Sometimes we'll hit speed bumps. Sometimes we'll even trip and fall. Sometimes we'll even try something and it won't work out the way that we expect it to. But that doesn't mean that we're failures. That doesn't mean that you can't do it. That just means you have to figure out which way that it's going to work. What way is going to be successful? Because as long as you're determined, as long as you don't allow anything to come and to steal your dream, to steal the vision that God has put in your heart for what you were created to do, there's nothing that can stop you. We were created for greatness, right? That's what Les Brown said. We were created for greatness. How do I know that's true? Because our creator, the one that created us, is a great and mighty God. And he doesn't make mistakes and doesn't manufacture junk. We might not think that we got it all together, and we might not always have it together, but we have a God that does. And he's the one that, as long as we stay close to him, even in our mistakes, he'll clean us up, pick us up, and push us forward. And we can continue to build whatever he put in your heart to build. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's a beauty salon. Maybe it's a landscaping company. Maybe you're a musician with great talent for instruments, or just has a voice that touches the heavens. Maybe you're a good speaker. Maybe you're someone that can start a podcast just like this and be able to speak things that's going to contribute and impact the lives of others. Because the way that I speak may not appeal to all people, but maybe what you speak will appeal to the people that I don't. And we can be in this together, building something that is beyond what we even imagine in our, you know, minds that we have right now. And it's all because of the faith, and it's all because of the faithfulness of God. The battle is real. The struggle is real. We heard it before, but we have to understand that sometimes we just have to face the reality that if we want something, and we want something good, it's not going to come easy. All right, we're going to have to work for it. That's something that I tell my children all the time. I say, you want that A, you want to get that 100%, you got to study. You got to work for it. You got to put in the extra time and the effort and the energy to be able to get that A. That's not something that's just going to come free. The A isn't just given away just because you showed up to class. It doesn't matter who you are or who your daddy or your mommy or whoever you're connected to is. You got to work for your own. And that's one thing that we have to realize for ourselves, that we got to do the same. We have to understand that if we want something great, we're going to have to work for it. We're going to have to battle. And there's going to be a force that is wanting to stop us from accomplishing that greatness. We can't be deterred. We have to hold tight. We have to keep moving. Even if it feels like you're stuck in the mud and you're using every bit of force to get your foot out of the mud, but it's just to take another step forward. And regardless of how slow it is, forward progress. That's what matters. We have to fight with all our might. And that's some bold truth right there. In case you didn't know, we have to take in and we have to chew on the meat and spit out the bones for what is true, what is right, what is righteous, what's going to be a benefit, not just to you, not just to your family, but to society as a whole. Because that's what we were created for. We were created to shake the world, not let the world shake us. We were meant to be world changers, not let the world change us. We can't allow the negative circumstances that are around us to make us negative. How many of us know that one little flame in the middle of the darkness can light a whole room? It gives people hope. I love hearing underdog stories because it's in the people that you least expect that some of the greatest things come from. And that includes you and me. It does. Regardless of who you are, regardless of who your mommy is, regardless of who your daddy is, regardless of what neighborhood you come from, regardless if you're in the projects or you're in the suburbs, regardless of your skin tone, regardless of whatever your financial status, or even if you don't have any finances, God gave you a gift, a talent, an ability that surpasses all of those circumstances. You did. And you can do great things. You were created for greatness. Let's build and let's battle for each other and with each other so that we can build something great. Amen. Amen. I want to thank everybody that has been following faithfully, everyone that's been continuing to listen. I'm so grateful for each of you. And like I said, I want to reach the world. I really do. I know that the potential is there. And I want you to know that regardless of where you're at, there's a place for you where God wants you to come together and understand who you are in Him. And just like I have before, if you're in the Tucson area, if you're in the city of Tucson and you don't have a church home, I want you to know that Victory Outreach Tucson City Church is a great place. Everyone's family. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you struggle with. It doesn't matter what you're going through. We have great pastors, Pastor Sal and Sister Laura Perez. And here in the city of Tucson, we want to impact lives. We believe in loving God and loving people. So come check us out. We're at 3999 South Mission Road, right, you know, south of Ajo and Mission. It's a great place. We do have a recovery home for men here in the city of Tucson. If you're struggling with any kind of life-controlling substance or anything, circumstances, there is a place where you can go, the Victory Home Tucson. And it's a home for men. It's a faith-based home. It costs you nothing. You don't even need to have insurance. We just want you to come into what God created you to come into. So we love you. God bless you. Come check us out. And just understand that the bold truth sometimes hurts, but the bold truth is what's going to set you free. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Brazen Veracity. I hope that you were blessed. You can connect with me by going to brazenveracity.com. Right there, you'll find several options of where you can listen to the show. You can drop me a message. You can sign up to get emails every time something is put out there on the website. I would love to hear from you. Also there on the website, you can purchase official Brazen Veracity merchandise like t-shirts for men, women, hoodies, tank tops, joggers, phone cases for iPhones and for Androids, masks, and several other items. I do have a line called Run for Hope 2K21, and all the profits from that line are going to United We Can Run for Hope. I want to thank everyone who has already purchased merchandise. We've raised over $100 already that is going to Run for Hope. Let's keep going. I appreciate each one of you. I'm trying to get to at least 1,000 mark. Let's do this together, all right? And once again, I just want to remind you that anything from the 2K21, the Run for Hope 2K21 line, I'm not keeping not one penny of it. I'm so passionate about this cause that I'm giving all of it to Run for Hope. So also, if you like what you hear and would like to support me directly, there on brazenveracity.com, you can make a monthly contribution or at the very bottom, make a one-time donation through PayPal. Your support helped me in keeping this podcast going and also improve what you receive. Once again, this is Cisco Valenzuela, your host. Stay in the fight, keep up the fire, and have a great week. God bless you.
God bless you. Goodbye.